Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang. You will all recall the summer of 22. Sri Lanka in anarchy, the collapse of the government. And suddenly, what was dubbed a Chinese spy ship turned up and docked at a newly built port that nobody much uses. China off the coast of India. India is responding in some fashion. Two, not one, but two aircraft carriers. One domestically built, the Vikrant, INS Vikrant. And the other, a rebuilt Soviet aircraft carrier, the INS Vikramaditya. We welcome our colleague, Kamran Bokhari, Director of Analytical Development at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Kamran, India remains in between worlds, but it's building aircraft carriers to answer the Chinese string of pearls building across the Indo-Pacific. Do you see that India getting into this tussle with China is promising? Does it lend value to Japan's sudden conversion to military budget, to South Korea talking to NATO, to AUKUS in Australia? Is India entering into that circle around China? Good day to you.
Hi, John. Hi, Gordon. So, yeah, I mean, look, India has taken, you know, number 5 place in terms of, you know, the largest economies of the world. So when your economy grows and you are fairly good with technology, you have an industrial base, you have challenges. You don't really match up with China. Obviously, you're not that at scale, but in your own scale, and you're, if you're India, you're obviously going to invest in these various projects, and especially with regards to maritime projects, because what we have is a situation that is very opportune for India. It's safe to say that Chinese efforts with regards to its string of pearl strategy have not succeeded. If you look at every, you know, pearl in that string, if I may use that metaphor, going from Myanmar to Bangladesh to Sri Lanka to the Maldives to Pakistan, that was sort of the entire strategy of the Chinese to be able to play in the Indian Ocean Basin. That hasn't panned out. Every single project it has, you know, either suffered massive roadblocks or just hasn't taken off or has failed. I mean, if you look at Sri Lanka, its economy tanked, it defaulted. At the same time, you have Pakistan, which is nearing default. Whether or not it actually defaults immediately is immaterial. But it's going to take a long time for Pakistan to get up to speed to where China can rely on it. Now, this isn't an environment that India finds very opportune. So its efforts that are not driven by this, that are driven by a different calculus, its own time frame and whatnot, but they take place at a time when you see that the Chinese efforts have failed, and that provides for the space for India to come out into the maritime waters of the Indian Ocean, and that's where these aircraft carriers become important.
Gordon, you have a question for Kamran.
Kamran, you raise a really interesting question, because you have failed societies, and you mentioned Sri Lanka and Pakistan. But doesn't that almost help the string of pearls strategy? Because what it means is that, for instance, Sri Lanka defaulted on the Hambantota port in 2017. China took it over. And we have seen a number of times where you have Chinese warships pulling into Hambantota, 2014 and last year. And I think about Gwadar in Pakistan. Again, Pakistan may be a failed society, but Gwadar may end up being useful for China. If you could comment on that interesting relationship that you raise.
Yeah, no, actually, you make a really, really good point, and that's the nuance there. And it needs to be unpacked, and I'll try to do that in the following way. So look, on one hand, the weaker these countries get, in theory, there is more room for China to exploit and China to be able to operate, because, you know, the sovereign value of a state is just not there. And if you're in need of cash, so for example, Pakistan is in need a lot of cash to be able to, you know, meet its obligations. It's under immense debt. It's somewhere near 80% to GDP. So the Chinese are going, if they provide that cash, assuming they will, and to the extent that they will, then they, in return, they get this influence. Then, you know, basically the Pakistanis have to give something in exchange, and that's where the Chinese can extract concessions. That's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is, if you have a situation like Sri Lanka, where there is unrest and restiveness, and maybe it's not, it didn't, you know, come out just yet in Pakistan in the way that it took place in Sri Lanka. But we already see local protests in Gwadar, where the, nothing to do with Baloch separatists, actually just local fishermen and local traders and people trying to make a living in Gwadar, who see that the government is more worried about keeping the Chinese happy than attending to their needs. And so is this an environment in which the Chinese can operate? So, yes, a country is weak and therefore more room for the Chinese to play. But in order to play, you need to have security. You need to have some modicum, some method to the madness. And that's what I'm trying to point out.
The confrontation in the Himalayas is ongoing. The two new aircraft carriers, they're offensive weapons. They're not for playing a home defense. What does this look like to Beijing? Does it look hostile, or does it look like a neighbor taking advantage of its industrial base?
Again, a very excellent question. So there and points to two different things that are happening right about the same time. So one I mentioned already, which is that the Indians are playing in the Indian Ocean because they see opportunity. And you know, my gut is that we'll see more Indian assertiveness in the, you know, weeks, months and years ahead. But at the same time, the Chinese are trying, when the Chinese can't project that influence, they're not there to compete with India because geographically they're removed from the Indian Ocean basin, hence the string of pearls strategy to begin with. So the Chinese strategy appears to be, well, continue to engage India on the Himalayas. Because there's value there. The value is not that you're going to gain territory, or it's kind of, if you will, sucking resources, forcing India to deploy resources on the Himalayas, so that will distract, or at least they won't have enough resources to put towards power projection in the Indian Ocean basin. So these are two simultaneous processes that are linked to each other, where both sides are trying to, India is trying to come into the Indian Ocean, because that's where, you know, you enter into major league maritime geopolitics and all the trade benefits that come with it. But the Chinese are responding by saying, hey, we, you know, you have to worry about your northern flank, and we're there on multiple points.
Gordon, we have less than a minute if you have a quick question.
Is it smart for China to irritate a rising India?
I don't know, Gordon. I don't know if it's smart. I think that what it is it's a matter of choice. Let me rephrase that. Options. What options do you have? On one hand, the Indians can sort of, the Chinese, sorry, can take comfort from the idea that, oh, India is still way too behind. We're really, you know, not only are we, you know, the second largest economy of the world.
30 seconds, Kamran, 30 seconds.
Sure. We don't have to worry about India. But at the same time, you don't want to wait that long. And therefore, you're going to try to do what you can with the options that are available to you.
Vikram Aditya and Vikran. Two new players in the geopolitical map from India. Kamran Bokhari of the Analytical Development at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.